it would be worthwhile just taking it through again. Now, if you just give me your full attention, gentlemen, for the next 2 hours, we'll be able to do this quite easily. I want to say that we are in a position where we can now take Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and just get it right together with the Ran, and we've got the whole thing fixed up. Yes, it's important. I think you should get the Ran, because then you won't have to interrupt afterwards.
Does everybody have the first page of the Ran?
No.
No. David, are you comfortable there?
Is that right?
Mark, what's the trouble? Or have you got spare copies too?
One spare of the second page of the article.
Only of the second page, not of the first. But everybody's got one and two, page one and two.
No, I don't know.
You've got only two. Anybody else got only two?
I do.
Who?
Yeah.
Have you? Let us do a quick oral review of one or two things. When we speak about Birkas HaPeiros, no question what we mean. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Ha'Eitz. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Ha'Adama. That is Birkas HaPeiros. It begins with a Baruch, it doesn't end with a Baruch. Would anybody venture to give me an example of Birkas HaMitzvahs? Give it to me.
Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Al Mitzvahs Mevo.
Or Al HaMilo. Atik Yishon VeMitzvahsov. The Tzivonu al Hamilo. Shchito is another one. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kideshonu b'mitzvah sov, the Tzivonu al Hashchito. Now, I want you just to be able to remember what are Birkas HaMitzvahs, Birkas HaPeiros, and Birkas HaMitzvahs. So, the difference between Birkas HaPeiros and Birkas HaMitzvahs, Birkas HaMitzvahs has Asher Kideshon b'mitzvahsov v'tzivonu, and Birkas HaPeiros hasn't got that. And that which is common to Birkas HaPeiros and Birkas HaMitzvahs is both start Baruch HaTu Hashem, but don't end with a Baruch HaTu Hashem. Is that correct? Is that absolutely right? Now you remember, let us now get what is the actual wording of the Birkas Eirusin. The actual wording of Birkas Eirusin. Yaakov David, would you read it from the Gemara with everybody following it? It says, That is Birkas Nesui.
Oh, yes.
Birkas Eirusin. If I use terms that you don't understand, please stop me immediately. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble later on. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Have you got the place? Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam.
Yeah.
Yes, now we say our nusach is the osar lonu es huarusos, the hitir lonu es hanesuos lonu. We put in a lonu there.
That's an important point.
Just put in a vanasuos lonu, all right, I'll go on. The kiddushin. Now we've got a machlokus whether we end with a Baruch Atu Hashem or we don't. You remember? Those who say we end with a Baruch Atu Hashem, what is the Baruch Atu Hashem that we end with?
Kadesh.
Now, look inside, it's got a Baruch Atu Hashem, can you see it?
Kadesh Israel.
Yes. That's a Baruch Atu Hashem, Kadesh Israel, Al Yedei Chupo B'Kiddushin. Now, we are ready for any questions on that bracha. So, and now there is a machlokas. We have got Rav Acho, the son of Robo, in the name of Rav Yehudo, says, you end Baruch Atu Hashem HaKadosh Yisrael Yedei Chupo B'Kiddushin, and you've got the previous one, and that is Rovin Barav Ado says you don't end Baruch Atu Hashem HaKadosh Yisrael Yedei Chupo B'Kiddushin. So the machlokas is whether you end Baruch Atu Hashem HaKadosh Amo Yisrael, the Kadesh Yisrael Al Yedei Chupo B'Kiddushin, or you don't do it. We say Makadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yedei Chupo B'Kiddushin.
So
that is
Israel, so we had a word
Amon. Yeah, but then put it in, that's another Nusach, yeah. I just want you to be aware of the Nuschos, because we're going to get it in the Ran, yes?
Is the way we say it the way everybody says it? In other words, the Sfardim and the various...
I don't know about the Sfardim. I don't know, I've had no experience the way the Sfardim say, but we say it, we say, Baruch Atu Hashem, Elokeinu Me'ach Olam Hashik Lishon Me'mitzvaso V'tzivonu Alo Aroyos, the Osar Lonu Yesar Rusos, the Hitir Lonu Yesar Nesuos Lonu, Al Yedei Chupo V'Kiddushin, Baruch Atu Hashem HaKadosh Amo Yisrael, Al Yedei Chupo V'Kiddushin. So the only difference in ours is we accept the version that we do end in Baruch Atu Hashem, one, we put in, and that's like the Rabbeinu Tam, which we'll have later, we put in V'Hiti Lonu Esanesuas Lonu, and we say Baruch Atu Hashem HaKadosh Amo Yisrael when we end. That's the only difference. It's essentially the same. I mean, then we put in two extra words, that's all it is. But it's good to know the prophets. We're going into it a little bit deeper now. Yes, Philip?
Grammatically, wouldn't you expect it to be Mekadesh Et Amo?
Yes.
It just doesn't come out that way.
It doesn't come out that way. You say, Kihem Chayenu Va'Ulif Yomeinu V'Hem Negev V'Varvot Chav Tzushi B'Minu Elohim Baruch Atu Hashem. Finish it for me. Ohev Amo Yisrael. We don't say Ohev Es Amo Yisrael. Very often with the participle you don't use the S. You follow?
Which is the participle?
Ohev. The Kadesh. That it happens very often that you leave out the how'd say in Kiddush. Ashik Yishom and Mr. Sovarot Sabonis, Avin Hilonu, the Korela Masay, Rechi, Mikhail Mikra Kerish, Rechi, Tiet Mizom, Kubonu, Vachatu, Vasoni, Kidash, Nikula Amim, Boruch Atu Hashem, Makadesh. Makadesh HaShabbos. This is Makadesh HaShabbos. You follow? Right. All right. So now the first thing I want to know, so the person who says that you don't end it with a Baruch Atu Hashem, From where does he take his clue?
Birkas
Peres. Birkas Mitzvahs. Midi de Haba, literally the words midi de Haba means something that is with Birkas Peres. What it means is similar to Birkas Peres and Birkas Mitzvahs. In Birkas Peres and in Birkas Mitzvahs, we don't end it with a Baruch Atu Hashem, therefore, yeah, we don't end it with Baruch Atu Hashem. And the one that says we do end it with Baruch Atu Hashem, what's the reason?
Kiddush. Kiddush.
Because it's an Indian of Kiddushim. So, how do we, and how does Rashi explain it? Do you remember?
There's an interruption that we...
Where is there an interruption in this bracha? In Asher Kirishon, where is there an interruption? That's not what Rashi said.
The length of it?
That's Tosfos. Tosfos is the length. What is Rashi? Now, Rashi...
No, it's
interruption of ideas.
It's Kiddushin, because this Kiddush, we have an interruption.
Yeah.
So we make a Bruchat Hashem at the end. And then this Bracha is like, is a Kiddusha.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So
Rashi's Shita is... In Kiddush, we add Baruch to Hashem Makadesh HaShabbos. Why do we add it? Because there is an interruption in the middle. In the middle, what does it say? It says, Ki hu yom techilo lemikroi kodesh. Mitamor, all of a sudden, we bring in Yom Tovim. It is the first day of any Yom Tov. Whether it means the most important day, or whether in time it came before any Yom Tov, it is the Yom Tichil and Mifet. What has Yom Tov got to do with it? So that is regarded as an interruption. Since there is an interruption, then it seals the bracha once again with a Baruch Atu Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Says Rashi, since there in Kiddush we find that it is has an ending because it's an interruption, the bracha for Erusin is also an inyan of Kedusha. Inyan of Kedusha. It says, it ends the bracha ends, Ayyidei, Chupo the Kedushin, and there's a Kedusha in it, we'll get it a little bit more clearly. What is the Kedusha in it? Therefore we ended Baruch Atu Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos. So it's got Kedusha, the idea of sanctification, and in the Baruch of sanctification it ends with a Baruch, so here it also ends with a Baruch. So in other words, anything, any Baruch with sanctification in it would end in a Baruch.
That's invariably true.
Even so much, you see, we haven't got so many brachas. We haven't got any other brachas. This is Rashi's Shita. It's not an easy Shita. We might get it a little bit clearer tonight. Philip, what did you want to ask?
The distinction that he makes about the interjection or interruption at Kiddush.
Yes.
Doesn't really apply.
It does apply, because if there wouldn't be that interruption in Kiddush, then it wouldn't end with the, and then this wouldn't end with the Bakalashah Shabbos.
So Kiddush establishes the precedent and...
That's right. And this one is a subject of sanctification, of Kiddush, Kiddush. Then it brings it. That's Rashi Shita. So if we've got...
Is
it Gezeirah Shabbat? No, it's not a Gezeirah Shabbat. Gezeirah Shabbat is in the Torah itself, you see. This is, it's a strange form of reasoning. Now, I want to do the Tosfos with you. I want to do the Tosfos with you so that we can get the Tosfos also right, and then we've got this clear. I would like somebody to say it who hasn't yet had a turn at saying it. Yaakov Dovid, have you had a turn at saying it? Saying the Gebroch is nothing, that I don't count.
Yeah.
Have you said Gebroch at this year? Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Professor?
I haven't, but I don't.
You haven't said Gemara?
I don't think so. Would you want me to read the Tosfos?
I want you to do the Tosfos, but please do it in such a way that even I can understand it.
I hope that I read clearly.
Right, okay. Yes.
Okay, just let me, where are we?
Man de lo chosim, midi di havia birkas peres.
The last large word on the outside column.
David.
Near the bottom.
Oh, I'm looking here. Mantavokatim. Mididihu.
Mididahava.
Dahava.
Yes.
Abirkat Herod.
Mididihava. So what does that mean?
Okay, that's saying that there are those, whoever does not terminate, refers, is analogizing, I guess, or drawing the substance of the fruit from the blessing of the fruit.
Blessing of the fruit.
Yes.
In the same case, Bore Kriyot H, you don't end with a broch, with the Boruch Atu Hashem, you're also not. Since Telefer She'ein?
Ah, She'ein Ba, Ba Arichut.
She'ein Bo Arichut, because there's no link to it. There's no link to it. It's a short brocha.
Bahai nami in aruka.
Bahai nami. Eino aruka. What does the word bahai mean?
In this one.
And this one, nami?
Nami also.
Also, eino aruka is not wrong.
What?
And this one referring to Birkat Eirusin.
Yeah.
The brocha that Reb Yaakov Dovi just read, it's also not a wrong brocha. So if it's a short brocha, you don't end with Boruch Atu Hashem. Go on.
Dami l'kidusha, da'arich
tafei. Velo domi l'kidusha da'arich tafei.
Not similar to kidusha, which
to
is...
To kidush,
which is long.
Which is much longer.
Much longer.
And it's not similar to kiddush, which is much longer. Very, are you with me?
Yes.
More.
Tefei
means more.
Yes.
Tefei means more. Yes.
Man tefatim.
Larry, are you happy? Larry, are you happy? Long. Right. And the one who says you do in Boruch Atu Hashem, have you got the place?
Midi Dehave.
Akidusha. What is Midi Dehave Akidusha?
He draws the substance from or the...
From Kiddush? He compares it to Kiddush. The Chosim Bey.
The Hatim Bey Mishum. The Arich.
The orich,
because of the rain, because he
chosim bay, because
he terminates with the
kiddush. You terminate. You've got to put in the chosim bay, because kiddush you terminate it with the Boruch Atu Hashem mishum.
Because of its rain.
Mishum the orich, because it's long. They're on the bahai.
Bahai nami.
Chashivo arucha. And this one also
is considered long.
Long. Long. Finish. Just leave it till there.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me discuss that with you. I want to teach you how you learn a Tosfos so that you know what to look out for. So what does Tosfos say? What is the Machlokes? The one who says that you end the Birkat Eirusin with a Boruch Atu Hashem Mekadei Shavu Yisrael Al Yedei Chupa V'Kudushin, that you first of all take it. The one that says you don't end it with the Makadesh of Israel, why don't you do it?
Because
first. And what's the reason for Birkat Eirusin?
It's short.
It's short. And Birkat Eirusin is also short. And the one who says you do end with the Boruch Atu Hashem, he says it's like Kiddush. Why do you end Kiddush with the Boruch Atu Hashem? Because it's long. And this one is also long.
So now we've got a question of quality of evaluation.
Fine reasoning. You know why we end with, because it's not long. You know why we end it with a Boruch? Because it is long. No, of Sheikh. Is it long or isn't it long? Well, that's not sense. That's not sense.
Up to here it's a Kopra.
I mean, that's not sense. You've got to understand it. So how do you understand the Tosfos? I mean, you're learning Tosfos on your own. Now, as soon as you come across that, you can't move. You go to bed, you can't sleep. You wake up early in the morning, you've got a headache. You go to work, you can't work. What does the Tosfos mean? And that's the way you go. What does it mean? Now, I want you to find in what we have learned, this little bit, one word that gives you the clue.
Consider?
Hashiva.
Exactly.
Right.
What does he put in that word Hashiva? He doesn't say it is long. In the first case, very good, Philip. In the first case, he says, Bahai Nami Eino Arucho, and this one's also not long. This he should have said, Bahai Nami Arucho. He says, Bahai Nami Hashivo Arucho. It's considered long. Now, when it says it's considered long, what does it tell me?
It's
Let me see
long.
How far you can get.
Tells you it's not.
It's not long, it's considered long. I mean, how do I understand
that? It's true that it's long because of some reason which overrides the fact that it's not long.
I think that he's saying for the qualitative sense more than in the quantitative
sense. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. He says, as far as quantity is concerned, it's not long. Because you add up the words in Kiddush there, 32 letters, words in let us say, Birkas Eves, and there 26. I haven't counted there, but I guess it. So in quantity, it's not long. Then why should it be considered long?
Because the weight of the content.
Look at the words. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Asher kidushon b'mitzvaso v'tzivonu. Until there it's all right. Mitamol, all of a sudden. V'osar lonu esu arusos. And prohibited to us women that are betrothed. V'hitir lonu es anesuos. And permitted those who are married to us.
I think
Al Yedehu po v'kidushin. You know, isn't it a bit? It's lengthy.
It doesn't have to do with the actual mitzvah.
It's you know, do you, when we learn for 3 hours, do you feel it's too long?
Yes.
You can't speak.
Oh.
Because you haven't been here each time. But those who have been here and got into it, you feel it's long. You do. Still. You feel it's long. Won't look at it. A 2 hour shear, is it long?
No.
Definitely not. A 2 hour shear is not long. A half hour sermon, is it long?
Oh, yeah.
Of course it's long. Of course it's long. A half hour sermon, of course it's long. A brocha. All of a sudden, just look what it brings in. It brings in, he prohibits to us for also long as our arusos. And he permits us in the sewers. Who is speaking about prohibition or not prohibition? What's it all about? It might not be long in time, but it seems awfully long. Also, Lord is speaking about, so it goes on and on and on. It doesn't come to the point. Who's speaking about also Lord is one who says forbidden? It doesn't speak about the point. The point is kiddushin. But also, Lord, you waiting? It's considered a long brocha. It's quantitatively, it's not a long brocha, but in the quality of the brocha, it's a long brocha. That's what he says. That is what Tosfos means. Now you've got to be able to see that with. You don't seem to be moved at all by the Tosfos. Still, you hear?
Doesn't it seem like he's going back to Rashi's shot?
No. Doesn't say it. No, it just is. It's considered a long brocha. Very good. Please go on, Professor Eviatar.
Okay.
The Kuntres. That's Rashi.
Okay.
And that which he explains in the Kuntres.
The Boshon Kedushahi.
Echat Mibo. Kamelvi Kedusha. And that which Rashi, please translate it, and that which Rashi explains.
Which explains that because of the language of sanctification,
yes,
we terminate thus, as in the Kiddush. Does not,
Eino Nire says,
does not
appear
reasonable.
It doesn't appeal to me. Eino Nire, it doesn't seem
right.
Right.
Yes,
so Tosfos doesn't accept that. Doesn't accept that. Because we make it like Kiddushin, he doesn't accept that. Fine. Right. Now go on a little bit. Tosfos has now given its shita. Where it's a short brocha, it's without the Baruch Atu Hashem. Where it's a long brocha, it's with Baruch Atu Hashem. In the case of this, it's really a short brocha, Erusin. But since it's it goes on and on before it comes to the point, it's considered to be a long brocha. Barry, have you got the idea? Straightforward. Now, he says, please go a little bit further. Kuf Kuf means Katas Koshe. It's a little bit difficult. Difficult, because Katas Koshe, he says,
Man Dero Chatim Ba
Maishne
Birkat Torah Birkat Minan Ba
Asher
Bachar Banu Asher Bachar Banu
Afalgav
Afalgav Birkat Kirusim
Arichot Fei Mino
Mimena
Mino. Yes. Now he says he says, I don't like Rashi's Pshat. Why you end with a Baruch Atu Hashem? He says, but now I've got a slight difficulty. You know, a person, how do you know whether a person's got a sense of humor? A person's got a sense of humor if he can laugh at himself. If he can only laugh at anybody, at somebody else, that's not a sense of humor. Got to be able to laugh at oneself. How do you know whether a person is a Lamdan? Where he can question his own creation also. He's made a chidush. He said something, he can question his own also. Not only what somebody else says. That's the lamdan, you see.
But the general principle of any intellectual endeavor is self-criticism.
Of course. So Tosfos says, Katas Koshe, according to me, is a little bit difficult. Man de lo chosim bo, the one who doesn't end Birkat Eirusin with Baruch Atu Hashem, why not say I, says Tosfos, because it's short. Maishna me birchata Torah. What is the difference from the brocha over the Torah? The chatminun bo v'asher bocha bonu. There, in the brocha of asher bocha bonu, we say, Baruch Atu Hashem, rakeinu melech olam. Asher bocha bonu, we call hu amim. The no san lo nu esel rasel, Baruch Atu Hashem, no say na teuro. We don't say no say esa teuro. No say na teuro. Afal gav de birkas erusin avicha te feimino. But Birkat Eirusin is longer than that.
Yes.
So in this brocha of Birkat HaTorah, which is shorter than Birkat Eirusin, we do say Baruch Atu Hashem. And Eirusin, which is longer, this Manda Omar, this authority, we don't in Baruch Atu Hashem. Why not? Says Tosfos Veshemo Lo Hoyo Chosein Bo. Perhaps, says Tosfos, that Manda Omar said, there you also don't end with the
Baruch Atu Hashem. They
finished there. Baruch, they eliminated that. Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Va'amim, Vanos Anon Esel Rosel. Finished.
Do we ever have any documentation that it was ever done
not
that way?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. She says that it's possible that it was like that. Mm-hmm. The question is that how would Rashi answer it?
I forgot to say that we're not dealing there with the subject of Kiddusha.
There, well, Rashi would say there that...
Because we have a deviation from the...
Well,
we have more than one thing being enumerated.
We've got Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Amim, but no Sam Lonu is Toro Sel.
There are two things.
You've got Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Amim, that is an interruption. Right. And since there's interruption, Baruch Atu Hashem, no say not Toro, you've got to end it.
Because that is not, Asher Bocha Bonu is not directly connected to Torah.
So Rashi would say everybody would agree with that. So we've got that Tosfos and we understand the Tosfos now. Yes?
The problem that I have is we considered, but not the bracha long.
Just one moment, please.
We
just
considered the bracha long precisely because it's extraneous material, or seemingly extraneous material.
No, I was very careful to avoid that, Michael. Not because there's extraneous material. It's all speaking about it. The why it's long is, it's long in coming to the point.
But wouldn't that, to the same extent as Asher Bachar Banu, an interruption? Isn't there an interruption to the same extent in the Birkat Eirusin?
Not quite. don't think quite. Look what it says. Asher kideshon b'mitzvah. So there are other difficulties which we are going to deal with. V'sivonu arvo aroyos. He commanded us forbidden marriages. So we're dealing with that subject. But also arlonu esu arusos. Forbade us arusos. V'hiti arlonu es anasuos. You might be right. Nesuos is another subject, you see.
But it seems, the reason why I'm having this up now is because it seems as much another subject as in Asher Bochabonim.
Not quite. Asher Bochabonim Mikol Ha'amim, he singled us out from all people.
Specifically to receive it.
That's right, it's true. But no Sandone is told or so. But it says, and he gave us two. These are two. He singled us out. And he gave us all. We say in the Yom Kippur, Asher bochabonu mikol om, v'romemonu mikol oshon, v'kiddushonu b'mitzvosov. There we also say it. These are two different things that he chose us and he gave us the Torah. These are two different things. He could have chosen us and not given us the Torah.
Oh.
They're two different things. But nevertheless, I must concede to you that it's still a little bit difficult on Rashi that he regards it all as one subject. But what we've got to say, according to Rashi Shita, what we've got to say is that Rashi regards Erusin and the Suid as one subject. That is what we have to say. He doesn't regard it as two different things. It's like the Tefillin Shel Rosh and the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. You put it there, but it's one mitzvah. So he regards Erusin and Nisuin, he regards it as one thing. But we'll come a little bit, we'll get a little bit closer to that in a moment or two. We'll get a little bit closer. But I can't say that it's not. But that's not what Tosfos, what you, Rashi doesn't say it. You see, so we've got to get to understand the Rashi. Tosfos says, because the one who says you do in Baruch HaTu HaShem is because this is Hashimo, it's considered long. It's considered long because it takes a long time in coming to the point. You follow, it takes a long time in coming to the point. That is why it's considered long. So even if it's not long in actual words, but the mere fact that it takes a long time to come to the point, that is considered long. Kiddush is mentioned at the very end. Asher kiddushon ha-mitzvosov etzivonu al ha-arayos. The also lonu is harusos. Still nothing about kiddushin. The hiti lonu is harusos lonu al yidei chupo v'kiddushin oskeshofen. Come, you know what oskeshofen means?
What?
Now, finish your silat now. Awake. Now you come to it. I have to wait all that time. I'm waiting for it. It seems a long time. For a shir, it wouldn't be a long time. For a sermon, it would be a very long time. We've come to the point already. That is the whole thing. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now that is, yes.
One thing I'm confused by is, I understand the two criteria that are being introduced very clearly. But why did that Tosfos does not address at all what Rashi is speaking about? In other words, the introduction of quantitative lenses doesn't have anything to do.
It's got nothing to do with Rashi at all. He doesn't accept Rashi. Tosfos doesn't accept Rashi.
But he doesn't even address
it. He says, I don't like Rashi's pshat. Well. He's got the right to do it. He says, I don't like it. He's got every right to do it.
But, you know, I may not like Einstein, but I have to talk about him.
It's
the same with
Rashi. Yes, that's true. He said, well, I disagree with it. He mentions it. He says, and Ubaki Pirish Pakuntras, Dimichim Dibrishem Kadushi Hasmibo, Kamobi Kidusho, Eino Nire. He says, I don't like it. That's all that he's not saying. Oh, yes.
One thing maybe, sir, if we both tackle the big knife, the structure that Sherpa Harbano, when the Tanganus Torah,
could hardly be regarded as independent things, because for what purpose were we singled out if not to be the Torah? And then I suddenly struck by the word, by an Amos, I reminded the Pasuk, Rak Echem Yadati, Mikol Mishpachot Adama, Al Kenef Korach Echem Et Avonot Echem. And that makes me think that Asher Bacharbanu and Noten Torah are connected.
Michael brought it up. They're not connected, because it says, Asher Bacharbanu Mikol Amin. When were we chosen? When?
Avraham
Avinu already.
Mm-hmm.
So look, Avraham Avinu, we were already chosen. And Hashem didn't give us the Torah then. We were chosen then already, we didn't get the Torah. So these are two separate things. Hashem, both Avraham Avinu, Amim, and Nosa, Non, and Sevastel are two separate things. Alright. Now,
Brahma.
Yes.
Can you please
play
the Gemara from
the Kof? The Tosfos.
Yeah, yeah.
The Tosfos Tzas Kosher. It's a little bit difficult. Man delo chosim bo, the authority that does not end Birkas Eilusin with Baruch Ato Hashem, Maishne be Birkas Atele de Chasminon bo. Why should it be different from the Brocha over the Torah, that we do end Baruch Atu Hashem Nesena Torah? Because the Brocha of the Torah is shorter than the Birkas Eirusin. Nevertheless, we end Birkas Atorah. Ba'asher Brocha Bonu, we end it with the Brocha Atu Hashem Nesena Torah. Have you got that? Afal Gabul, though the Birkas Eirusin Avichot Fei, although Birkas Eirusin is longer, me know than it. Answers those first. It's possible that the one who says that in a shorter brocha you don't end Baruch Atu Hashem in the brocha of the Torah, he would also not end Baruch Atu Hashem. He would just say Baruch Atu Hashem Ken Melech Olam Asher Bo Chabonu Mikol Bo Amim Venosan Lonu Esther Rosel. That's all he would say. We don't know. That's all the Torah says. Got it?
Yeah. So he raises the most striking contradiction.
That's right.
Theory, and then
and then explain that. He said, all I can say is that he doesn't say that. Possibly he didn't say no Sena Terror. Song?
Nothing to do with Tosis, but I'm curious about the Bracha itself. Yes. What is the Bracha of Asher? Bracha of Onami Kong, even as far as what is the Bracha you're actually making?
Bracha over the Torah.
I know, but why that particular Bracha as opposed to Asher Gishonu Mitzvah Tzivona Alima Torah?
Then we've got Asher Gishonu Mitzvah Tzivona La Aser Kedivrei Torah. One. And the Gemara in Brachas says this is the choicest of all the Brachas. Asher Bracha Bonu Mikol Vamim Menosa Noni Torah Seboruch Atu Hashem Nesei.
That's a Bracha Vodah.
It's a yes. That's right. Yes, yes. It's not a Bracha to be do now. It's not a Birchas Hamitzvahs.
Okay.
That's right.
So what category would it be then?
This is a special Hodor. We're going to get similar things. Well, you're going to get. You can ask what kind of a Bracha is Birkas Eirusin. There are funny things about Birkas Eirusin.
Well, it's not such a I find it a lot easier to understand about Shekhar and stuff to see Banu.
Yes.
On
Alvaro, yes.
I'm not talking about the slicing, but it gets down to it, the Hitman is the Hope of Redemption, the Kadesh Sir Ali the Hope of Redemption, which part of it would actually be a reference to part that appears to be.
Don't you think that the Brocha should be Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushon B'mitzvah Sof V'tzivonu Al HaKiddushin Al Kiddushin L'Kadesh Yisho. That's all. What's all this business? It's a long. What kind of a brocha is this? That question the Ran asks. And now let us turn to the Ran. Also, you want to show it? Give me a note. But also, normal Esuarus toast. If you just turn to the run. Now, I'm going to do this run to just give you a bit of introduction to it, and then you will do it in the Chavrusa assignment. You will do that right. Have you all got the place for Osa Lonu Esro Arusas? And he forbade us the Arusas. That is the wording of the Brochas in the Erusin. Says the Ran, the same as Rashi. The first part of the Ran is exactly the same as Rashi. For Osa Lonu Esro Arusas, Midrabonon. An Aruso is forbidden to a man, Midrabonon. The Rabbonon made a law that a betrothed woman is forbidden to the man. Right? So, no, to her own man. To any man is not correct. That's it.
That would be derisive.
I mean, pardon? No, it is Midrabonon.
I mean, to any other man would be derisive.
Of course, that is. But to the person who betrothed her, she is forbidden to him. She go through al hayichud shel pnuyo. Now, let me just explain what that is. According to the Din Torah, a man is not allowed to be alone with a woman whom, if he wanted to marry, he couldn't marry, excepting one's mother and one's sister. But if he wanted to marry, he couldn't marry her. For example, somebody else's wife. He's not allowed to be with her alone. Locked up in a room, he's not allowed to be with her alone. For example, that he goes into a hotel room and he locks the door and they play chess together. It's not allowed. Not allowed to do it with a married woman. You are not allowed to do it with, forgive me, with the man's brother's wife, because he's not allowed to, even if he's dead, he's not, or if he divorced his wife, that woman is not allowed to be. She's, that is called an erbo, and the plural is arayos. But according to the Torah, a man can be alone with an unmarried woman. That he can be alone. Yes, a married man can be alone with an unmarried woman, but not with a married woman, provided she's not a nido. Now,
will Kohen be alone with a divorced woman?
Well, she shouldn't be, because he can't marry her.
Oh, she's nido, he couldn't.
So, now, I just want to tell you that in the time of the Gemara, and for a long time afterwards, still in the time of the Tashbat, that must have been 750 years ago, even unmarried girls went to the mikveh. Even they went to the mikveh. A girl, as soon as she was 12 and a half, she already went to the mikveh. That is the way they do it. But it's already hundreds of years that we don't do it. But in those days, a girl used to go to the mikveh. Is that clear? So, but an unmarried woman, unmarried girl, a pnuyo. Pnuyo is the word for unmarried. Hello. You could, a person was allowed, alone he was allowed to be with her. So the Rabbonon made a gezeiro, and the Rabbonon said he is not allowed, the man is not allowed to be with an unmarried woman alone. So what he says here, the osar lonu es for arusos. A man comes to a woman and he says, Hare atna kudeshes libet abazukadas mashevi yisroel. And he gives her a ring or he gives her something of value. And he says it in front of two witnesses. And she becomes his betrothed. He is not only isn't he allowed to live with her, but he's not even allowed to be alone with her, unchaperoned. Is that clear? And that is the meaning of the Osar Lonu Esro Arusos. He's forbidden unto us the our betrothed women. Anybody who's betrothed to us is forbidden to us. Right? So that is, yes.
Except when we were talking about in the province of Yehuda.
Yes. That's only in the province of Yehuda. But this Brahma is only in the province of Yehuda that was. So, the author Rono Yeswaru says, Midrabono, from the Rabono, She Gozru Alayihu Chelpnuyo, that they made a gezeiro, laid a prohibition, ala yichud, on being alone with a pnuyo. So the Ran says, and that's the way we pass it, that even if there is a chuppah, but there isn't a brochas, she's not allowed, he's not allowed to live with her. It's only, and he's not allowed to have yichud with her, yes?
Says, Bracha, doesn't say bracha.
Ubibrochot.
It's just the last one, right?
No. Now, I explained to you that we call it Birkas Chasanim. We don't call it Birkos Chasanim. Birkas, the brocha of the Chasanim. We don't say the brochas of the Chasanim. We use a collective word. A collective. In a collective sense. The brocha of the Chasanim are six brochas. You follow? Just the same in English, we call, speak about sheep and about money. And we mean, we can, it doesn't only mean one sheep, it means many sheep. In that sense, it calls it right. Now he says, V'adrabon, nami mevorachinu v'tzivonu. And on drabonon, we also say v'tzivonu v'osarlon, and they prohibit us. So we can, when the Rabbonon have forbidden, commanded something, or prohibited something, we use also the expression v'tzivonu, and he commanded us, that is Hashem. And I told you why we do it, because from that pasuk in Shoftim, in Devarim, where it says, and blow sorcerer, and you shall not turn away, the Torah tells you, Hashem tells you, you shall not turn away from what the Chachomim and the Rabbonon will tell you, not to the right and not to the wrong, but you shall listen to what they've got to say. Therefore we say, we ascribe it to Hashem. Ki the Ashkochon the Neir Chanukah, as we find in the case of the Neir Chanukah. Vehitir lonu es neshoseinu hanesuas lonu. And he permitted to us, es neshoseinu, our wives, hanesuas lonu, who are married to us, al yedei chupo vekidushin, through chupo and kidushin. It's possible that the girso of the Ran was, it's nishoseinu, our wives, he put that in. It can be that it, that was his girso. Now he starts.
I'm sorry, what is the
girso? A girso is a nusach, a version. That is how it was written. He had it in his, it was handed down to him, and put in nishoseinu, nishoseinu. Can be, doesn't matter, we don't have it, it's quite in order. Now comes the whole point of the Ran. Says the Ran, the Imtomer, and should you ask, Heichon Metzinu Brocha Kegonzu, where do we find this type of Brocha? Shemaborachin Alho Osur, where we make the Brocha on that which is prohibited to us.
Well, we never, why should we make a Brocha on a negative?
We make a Brocha on the negative. When we eat meat, do we say, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Osar Lonu Treifa Mi, Vehiti Lonu Kesha Mi. We don't make a brocha like that. What kind of a brocha is this, is it? What's the trouble?
Shalos Anisha.
We don't say. The Osar Bibi. Shalos Anisha, yes. Yes.
Nice try.
Please, stop with the Shiloh Sani Isho. Okay. It's coming out of my ears already.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And if women come and they say, we want to ask you something, I say, I know what you want to ask. Shiloh Sani Isho. It's enough already. How long does one speak about?
Shiloh Sani Evid, okay? Shiloh Sani Evid.
All right. Yes.
I say so. I think the reason it keeps coming up is it's never been adequately explained.
Oh, please. Oh, explain it.
So, why don't you explain
it? No.
It's a footnote in your
have you heard of that? So? Philip's never heard of that.
Yeah. Now, please.
And last night I was asked a much better one. What right has the husband got to null the murder of the wife? That I enjoyed. It was something new. It was something new. But always to come up with the same things, I get tired of it. How long must you go on with it? Get something new. That was something, right? It's a new thing. It's worthwhile speaking about. Fine. Yes. The Halel says around. V'halel ein mevorechim she'os alonu eivar minachai v'hiti alonu es ha'shochut. When a shochet makes a brocha, baruch atu ha'shem alakeinu melech v'alom ha'shem k'dishonu v'mitzvoso v'tzivonu al ha'shchito, he doesn't say, baruch atu ha'shem alakeinu melech v'alom asher os alonu es eivar minachai who prohibited to us to eat live animals. The Sivonu Alashkita. Where do we find this type of brocha? That one speaks about the prohibition also. We don't find this type of brocha, says the Rav. That's the first question he asks.
What's
Eivel? Eivel is a limb, min ha chai, from a live animal. I better explain this to you. That's right. The law is, it's one of the Shev Mitzvahs today there, the law is, one isn't allowed to take an animal and take a live limb from an animal and eat it. So, as far as the Jewish, now the very funny thing is, I never translated Eivel min ha'chai, a limb from a live animal. When I had to speak about Eivel min ha'chai, I said it's cruelty to animals. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, one is Eivel min ha'chai, what does Eivel min ha'chai mean? Cruelty to animals. So once in a group of people, I was asked, is that what Eivel min ha'chai means? I said, it literally doesn't mean that. So the person said, doesn't cruelty to animals tzar b'alechem? I said, you're quite right. Eivel min ha'chai means taking a limb and stealing it from an animal. I said, but nobody does a thing like that. So one person...
What did they do in Ethiopia?
See, this person told me, he says, down here, you don't have to go to Africa, just down here. Where is it? Brazil. Is Brazil a big cattle country?
Argentina.
Brazil. Down there. He said he was there for some years, he had to be there, and he was in a certain place for 2 years, he was doing certain work, he was in steel, and he used to hear those terrible cries in the night. So he went one night to find out what it was all about. And there they were taking the limbs from the animals. And he said, but why do you do that? Why don't you kill the animal first? He said, the meat tastes better and it lasts longer. If you do it this way, it tastes better and the meat lasts longer. And can you imagine a thing like that?
They do it. The tribesmen in Ethiopia just cut steaks from the cattle because they say they have no means of refrigeration, etc.
Anyway, but that is Eivel min ha'chai. Can we go on now? That is the meaning of Eivel min ha'chai. Right. So we don't. Now that is. I would just have to explain this to you, and I've got to explain it to you now because when we cut it down, this, I'll probably have to deal with it again in a slightly different context. If an animal, we work it this way, let us say, I find a piece of meat in the street. I find a piece of meat in the street. Has it been shechted or has it not been shechted? So, when I've got to decide whether it has been shechted or not shechted, one of the things I take into consideration is this. What was this meat originally? When it was the animal, and the animal was walking. Prohibited or permitted? When the animal is walking, I can't eat, I can't take a slice of meat. It was prohibited. It's only the shechito that removes the prohibition. So
Also, you remember I spoke to you about chazoko on a previous occasion. You remember what a chazoko is? A chazoko is, let us say, we don't rely on it now, but for other reasons. A girl comes to me and she wants to get married. I say, what is your status? She says, what do you mean? I said, are you a widow? Or are you a spinster? Or are you a divorcee? Or are you a married woman? You can be any one of those four. She says, I'm a spinster. I say, how do I know that you're a spinster? So she answers me the following. She says to me, what was I born? Was I born a married woman? Or was I born a divorced woman? Or was I born a widow? Or was I born a spinster? I say, you were born a spinster. She says, I was born a spinster. She says, before you assume that my status was changed, you've got to assume that it hasn't been changed. Unless there's reason for you to assume that it's been changed. That is what we call a chazoko. You understand what it is? A girl comes, and today we don't rely on it because of other things. A girl comes, and it's a question of writing a kasuba. Is she a basulo, or is she a baulo? If she is a basulo, she gets 200 the kasuba. If she is a baulo, she gets 100. What is she? She is not married. She is not a widow. She is not a divorcee. She is a spinster. I wouldn't say it to her, but were I to say to you, are you a basulo or a baulo? Are you a virgin or you're not? She would say to me, what was I born? I was born a basulo. Unless you have reason to believe that I am not a basulo, you've got to take it that I'm a basulo. You follow the reasoning. That is what we call a chazoko. That is a chazoko. That is a chazoko. Now, an animal has got a chizkas eiver min hachai. A chizkas eiver min hachai. Any animal has got that. So, when an animal is walking about, it's eiver min hachai. I can't eat it. If the prohibition is called eiver min hachai, that's the prohibition. What removes the prohibition? Shechita removes the prohibition of eiver min hachai. Have you got the idea? That removes the prohibition of eiver min hachai. So, for the Jew, if a Jew has got a piece of meat, if it hasn't got shechita, then although that piece of meat is dead meat, nevertheless, we say it's eiver min hachai. The prohibition is still eiver min hachai. Have you got that clear? Yes, so.
Wouldn't it be just the death of the animal that would take it out?
No,
of the
no, it doesn't. Not for the Jew.
But isn't there a difference between eiver min hachai and treifa? On a vela?
Yes, but it's a different type of difference. As far as the din is concerned, the isur is eiver min hachai. And if he eats it, it's eiver min hachai that's eaten. Because the isur hasn't been removed.
Because you don't know that the animal is in the veda or that it's been...
It hasn't been removed. If I've shechted it, then the eiver min hachai is removed.
But it would have to be a proper shechita.
It's a shechita. But let us say it's a shechita, and he finds that the lung is not in order, then it's treifa, but it's not eiver min hachai.
A veilo would be something that died of itself.
The veilo died of itself. Died of itself. But if you just kill an animal, the isur of eiver min hachai remains on it.
But first of all, then if I took a kosher animal and instead of having shot it in the head,
For us, it's eiver min hachai.
And not treifa.
No. Right. For us, it's still eiver min hachai. Treifa also. But it's got the isur, it's eiver min hachai.
But the death of the animal would remove it from the from out of the prohibition of a b'nei noach.
That's right. Yes, out for yes for the b'nei noach, it's not eved min hachaka. But for us, it's eved min hachaka.
What was prohibited to the to Noach's sons?
They've got to kill an animal before they
kill it. So eved min hachai does not.
For them, it's different. Yes, for them, it's different from the way it is to us. Have you got that? Yes.
When you're doing this, you're saying this is the presumption that the natural state of the animal is presumed to continue unless you have proof otherwise.
That's right. But that issue that was on it remains. The state the animal was in remains until I've got proof that it's been changed. The state of the woman remains until I've got proof that it is changed.
The question is the location of the onus of proof.
Yes. Well, now you see something that Saul brought up is another thing. I find a piece of meat in Fairfax. And in the whole of Fairfax, there isn't one traitor butchery, assuming. And the whole of Fairfax, there isn't one. Let us say a better example. I go in Meir She'orim. And I'm in the middle of Meir She'orim and I find a piece of meat. I can be quite sure that that piece of meat is kosher. It's got a chazok of eved min hachai, but against that there is rove. There's a question of majority. All the shops there are kosher shops. The meat, the majority of the majority of the majority of the meat that is found there is kosher meat. So I can rely on the majority. So there are other things that go against it. So you've got to be very careful how you deal with the chazoka. I'm just dealing with it theoretically and academically, but please don't apply it. I mean, a girl is born a virgin. Yes, but if the majority of girls aren't virgins, heaven forbid that that should be the case, but assuming that it is the case, if the majority of girls, when they get married, are not virgins, now I've got to work differently with it. I've got a chazoko that says she is a virgin, and I've got a majority that says she's not a virgin. I've got to work differently. You follow?
Literally, what does the word mean?
Chazoko. Most difficult word. It is, literally, it means, this is the position that it holds. It's on hold. That is literally what it means. It's a difficulty you've got to apply.
You take the term as
the chazoka, it's strong, it's on hold, but that is the way. Have I made it clear? Have you got the idea? It's simple. You see, then I'm just giving you an idea. Let us say a woman goes into a mikveh and she tables and like tonight, she went into the mikveh tonight. Tomorrow, I say, well, I want you just, it's time, it's the first of the month, second of the month, every Monday I always take the measurement of the mikveh. The minimum a mikveh must be is 40 saw. Saw is a liquid measure. It must be, the minimum it must be is 40 saw. I come and I measure it, and I find that it is 39 7/8 saw. Now, has the woman been to the mikveh or hasn't she been to the mikveh? Yeah. Now, just look what happens here. The mikveh has got a chazoko that it was full. So if it dried up, I've got to say that the drying up took place as late as possible. It took place just before I took the measurement. So it means that when she went in the night, it was all right. So from that point of view, she is all right. On the other side, what kind of a chazok has got the woman? She's a needle. And I've got, was the needle removed or wasn't it removed? I've got to say, so against that you've got another chazoko. You follow how these chazokas work? There's another thing. The chazoko of the mikveh is a very weak chazoko. because it's got holech v'choseh against the chazoko that it was fighting, so it's got a chazoko that it evaporates. So it's a very weak. I'm taking you into the workshop, I'm taking you into the laboratory, or the laboratory, it makes no difference, it's the same thing. Now that's where I'm taking you into. I want you just to see how it works. So when you paskin, be careful that you take every aspect into consideration. And that is psak. You take every aspect, all the chazokas, the rov, and everything, you take that into consideration. But that you get when we come to daftes, there we've got to work on these things much more. But I'm telling you these things, first of all, I want to broaden your horizons, and secondly, it's easier for me when we come to daftes to explain it to you then, when you already have some kind of an introduction to it. But that is chesed eber menachah. So the Ran says, he says, you know, you make a brocha on shechita. You know, what does the shofet say? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher nishmor mitzvot v'tzivonu al shechita. Does he say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher kidushonu b'mitzvasov ve'osar lonu es eved min achai ve'hitir lonu es hashochut? What kind? We don't, never heard of a brocha like that. So why should we say, Asher osar lonu es haroyos, who prohibited to us women that are prohibited to us, and he permitted to us the Hittite law, and he permitted to us women who are married to us? What's all this about? It's got nothing to do with Kiddushin. That is what worries the Ran. So the Ran asks the question of the imto mehechamotin brocha the kigen shivorikin are also below hein ein below halo but. We don't make a brocha like that. That is one question. Now there's another question that worries the Ran. Behold, ma inyan lahaskir bi brocha zu arayas. Why should we mention forbidden marriages in this force, in this situation? We're not dealing with that. Why is it necessary? The oath. And furthermore, lo mo ein mevorchin b'madveya kotzeir. Why don't we make the brocha? The madveya kotzeir, metaphorically that means in a short form. Literally it means madveya is a coin. Now, a coin is struck. It's struck, you see. But there, a coin is struck. So it said, why don't we make it in a shorter form? Why didn't the Chazal strike this coin in a shorter form? And say, and he says, Asher kidushonu ala kidushi. And just say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, Asher kidushon v'mitzvaso v'tzivonu ala kiddushi. K'chem sh'mevorechin al kol mitzvah v'madbeya kotzeir. As in a short form, we make the broch on all mitzvahs. Ala milo v'ala shchito. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, Asher kidushon v'mitzvaso v'tzivonu ala milo, ala shchito. And so it should be ala kiddushin and finish. Now, have you got the questions clear? Answers the Ran, says the Ran, yesh lomar, we can answer. Devadi ein brocha zo birchas ha-mitzvah mamish. He says, this isn't it exactly a birchas ha-mitzvah. Now, why not? Why shouldn't it be a birchas ha-mitzvah?
Because the husband.
Oh, very good. He says, she'i efshar, just note that aleph, because it is impossible. Levorech kefi mashe roi bevirkas ha-mitzvahs. It's impossible to make the mitzvah what is required in birkas ha-mitzvahs. She'ein levorech bishavski dushin asher kideshonu v'tzivonu ala kidushin.
Because we can't make the bracha at the time of Kiddushin, Hashem Kiddushon v'tzivon ala Kiddushin, Mishum de'ein mevorichin al mitzvah she'ein al siyosu gemar belachto. We can't make a bracha on a mitzvah where the act of that mitzvah is not the completion of the whole act. What is the completion of the whole act of Kiddushin? It's the Nisui. It's the chuppah is the completion of the act. So one can't make a brocha ala kiddushin when that's not the completion of the act. Yes?
Wait, is this a mitzvah deraisa, the chuppah?
Yes.
Where is it part of? Where in the Torah is part of the debach that you saw?
Well, it says, ki yikach ish isho, when a man takes unto himself a wife, that's kiddushin, uvoelea, he lives with her, that is chuppah. The various things that one learns from.
So it's one of the Tariq Mitzvahs.
Well, you know, that is, this is very, look, the Rambam has written a whole Sefer HaMitzvahs on what is Tariq Mitzvahs, discusses the whole question, what is Tariq Mitzvahs, the Baal HaLochas Gedolos, the Rabbein Asad Yogon. It's not so easy to know exactly. And there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam, which are the 613 mitzvahs, and others also. It's not quite so simple how these mitzvahs are counted, how the 613 mitzvahs are counted. I worked it out once that there are 3,000 mitzvahs to Raisa. 3,000, not 613. 3,000 I worked out once. Because there are all kinds of branches, and what doesn't there is a branch to be reckoned or not to be reckoned. It's a very difficult thing. But those are the mitzvahs, yes. So, ki ho, yes. She ein asiyos gemar malachto ki ho, like this one. The akati mechsero, because there is still lacking. Mechsero means lacking. Mesiro lechupo, the handing over to the chupa. So, you follow. So, he says, so therefore we can't make the brocha of Al HaKiddush. Can you give me any other similar example where you can't make the brocha on something because that is not the Gemara?
Would it be before you do anything when the
very simple. When you build a sukkah, do you make a brocha? Because that's not the finishing. You can build a sukkah if you haven't finished the mitzvah. The finishing of the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. So therefore you can't make a brocha over the building of the sukkah. That is exactly the same principle. She'ein asiyos gemar malachto. Because the making of the sukkah is not the end of the work of it. The end of the work, the end of the malach is, what is the end of it? Sitting in it. So you can't make a brocha on something that isn't the complete thing. Now ask the Ran, if that is the case, then let us make the brocha ala kiddushin at the time of the chuppah. Just a minute, careful, step by step. Says the Ran, Uvish as kniso lechupo, and at the time of her entering the chupa, nami I efshar lelevorech al kiddushi vechupo. It is also not possible to make the brocho on kiddushin and chupo. Why not? Kiven shekavor kidesh mizman verubo. Because the Kiddushin was a long time earlier. Don't forget that we are speaking in the time of the Gemara, when the Kiddushin or the Erusin takes place, and the Nisuin takes place a year later. So he says, the Nisuin or the Chuppah takes place a year later. So when he comes to do the Nisuin, we say, now do the Brocha Kiddushin. He said, you can't do a Brocha on Kiddushin now, a year after you've done the Kiddushin. That you can't do. Now comes the next question. Now what happens? What Mark was saying, And if he does the Kiddushin and the Chuppah together, as we do now, and in the Ramstam they were already doing it, what happens if you do the Kiddushin and the Chuppah together? Says the Ram, and when he does the Kiddushin and the Kniso, that is the Chuppah, together at one time, Gamkein lo ro le sakein lo brocho bifnei atzmo. They also didn't want to make a separate brocha of Asher Kiddushon v'mitzvasovet Tzibonu al Kiddushin, kedei sheyehei tofes brocho shove lekel, because they wanted the type of brocha to be the same under all circumstances. Now, what he says is this. He says, if you have Kiddushin and a break of a year or 6 months, it doesn't matter, and then you have Chuppah, he says, at Chuppah, you can't make a brochot. First of all, let's take it. At Kiddushin, you can't make it because it's not Gemar Melocha. Right? At the time of Kiddushin, you can't say, because that's not the end of the act. The end of the act is the chuppah. So you can't make a broch on something that isn't the end of the act. So you can't make it the time of Kiddushin. Let us make it at the time of Nisuin, at the time of the chuppah. Then we'll make the broch on. He said, then it's too late. It took place a year earlier. He said, then you can't do that. So we can't make it at the time of Kiddushin, and we can't make it at the time of Chuppah. At the time of Kiddushin, because it's not a complete act. At the time of Chuppah, because it's already too long, the time has passed. Now says the Ram, so why shouldn't we make it when, if you make Chuppah and Kiddushin together, as we do it, first Kiddushin and then immediately after Chuppah, then make the Brocha, Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvah Sovet Tzivonu Ala Kiddushin? He says, that we don't do. It means, if they make a brocha ala kiddushin, then it means a brocha that you make ala kiddushin, whatever the circumstances. But you to say, this is the brocha for kiddushin. But if you marry her kiddushin, and then you wait, and then you don't do the suin afterwards, you can't make that brocha. If at the time of Nisuin, you also can't make that brocha. You can only make the brocha of Kiddushin when it takes place together. That the Chazal don't do. Is that clear? That they don't do. They only do it if it can apply to all the circumstances. Now, just finished. What do you want to say, Mark?
Today we do make
a brocha. We don't make a brocha.
Make a long one. We've been learning.
We bring it into the other brocha. You follow? We bring it into the other brocha, and it's not a brocha on a mitzvah, as the Ram says. It's not mamish on the mitzvah. Now he says, "V'chiven di birchas." Yes, thank you. "V'chiven di birchas mitzvah mamish lo have." And since it's not a proper birkas ha-mitzvah, afal pikein lo rotsu le-hotzi mitzvah zu below brocha klal. The Chazal didn't want this mitzvah to be without any kind of brocha at all. V'tiknu le-vorech bo al kedushosun shel Yisroel. And they made a brocha to bless Hashem for the sanctification of Israel. V'hainu, that means, Shakurish Boruchu Bochar Bohem Bekidshon Beinyan Zivu, that Hashem chose them and was sanctified them in the matter of Zivuk. Zivuk is marriage. The Osar Lohem Uva Mutar Lohem, in forbidding to them and permitting to them. Vahainu Shetzivonu al Aroyos, he forbade us the Aroyos. And that the person shouldn't make a mistake and think that in Kiddushin alone
they are already allowed to be with the women. Hutzrechulomar, it was necessary to say, but also lonu esuarusos. The love, they prohibited us to come into contact with our arusos, with a negative precept, the lo sosur, because it says in the Torah, you shall not depart from the words of the Chachomim, Ula Haskir Het Teiron, and we mention their permission, Tehainu Al Yedei Chupo V'Kiddushin, through Chupo V'Kiddushin. That is as far as I want to take the Rav for the time being. And that is, if you could absorb that, I would be very happy. Yes?
Rabbi, please read the last part and perhaps all the words.
Which from where?
One word that I don't know is Yitah.
I beg your pardon?
Yitah, the last
one. Uchadei shelo yitah, shomei alomer.
Uchadei shelo yit'u. And in order that they shouldn't make a mistake, Uchadei shelo yit'u. I'm just trying to.
No, it's not.
Yitah shomei.
You said iron head. Yeah, we're not making a
mistake. You make a mistake,
yes. Not here. You continue on to there also, the last part was critical. And in order that he shouldn't have a ta'ut, he shouldn't have an ashabaya, that the one who listens shouldn't make a mistake. Lomar to say, Shepikidushin Elu Bilbad Hutru Amutoros, that those who are permitted us to be married, let us say a woman is not, she's never been married before, and she's not his sister, and she's not his aunt, but she's permitted, we don't say that Kedushin alone permitted to be married, you shouldn't think so. Hutzahu Lomar, it is necessary to say, but also Lornu Eswaru says, that he forbade us, the Russos, beloved the low sorcerer, with the negative precept of low sorcerer, you shall not depart from what the Chachovim say. Ulahazkir heteron, and also to mention their permission, the Hainu al Yedei Chupa v'Kiddushin, that is to Chupa and Kiddushin. Yes?
Where it says mitzvah zo, I can't find it right now. Oh yeah, on the line up there. Is the Hosi mitzvah, so they wanted to have some bracha for this mitzvah.
Yes.
But before we were saying that this is not a mitzvah. This is only the beginning of something that would culminate in a mitzvah.
Yes.
So what is
he covers that. Where does he say mitzvah zo?
The third long line.
G'deshi yetev ibroch rishom l'chor. V'chiva de bilchas mitzvah mamish. No, Avi. And since it's not really a bilchas mitzvah, Afropikei, nevertheless, you've got to read it from there. V'cheven de birkas mitzvah mamesh lo havi. And since it's not exactly a mitzvah, birkas mitzvah, Afropikei, nevertheless, lo rotzu lehutzi mitzvah zu belo brocha. They didn't want that this mitzvah should take place without any brocha at all. So they made a brocha which isn't proper as a real birkas mitzvah. They couldn't make it a birkas mitzvah because it's not a Gemara and Malacha. That's not a whole mitzvah. So they made it, they didn't want it to be without any kind, so they made another kind of brocha.
Okay, so it's a mitzvah, it's just the birkas mitzvah.
You see, let us say, when we make a brocha of Asher bochabonu mikol huamim, benosa nonu yisrael rosa baruch atu Hashem nesena teiro. That's not a brocha we make over that we must study the Torah. There's another brocha, I think you show me the Soviet Sivon Lazuk, but he plays a role. But this is a praise to Hashem, citing a fact, praising Hashem for a fact, acknowledging a fact, and praising Hashem for it. So he says, this is not the type of brocha that before I do the mitzvah, I've got to make a brocha. That's not that type of mitzvah. It's not that type of brocha. It's a brocha where before making, which isn't a complete mitzvah, I acknowledge to Hashem the subject of it.
So using, so the Ron is, if I understand this correctly, the Ron is using mitzvah zo, using the word mitzvah in a very generic sense here, not in the technical sense.
That's right. Now, if you would just go back, I'll give you a list in a moment. The Ron's first question that he asks in the Be'im Tomar, where do we find a bracha like this, where we bless Hashem for that, we say he prohibited this and he permitted this? Where do we find a bracha like that? So he says, well, this isn't the ordinary kind of bracha. See, covers that. He says, this isn't the ordinary kind of bracha. This is a different kind of bracha altogether. He says, and why do we say, for osar lonu es arusos, forbade us the arusos? He said that a person shouldn't think that with kiddushin, or somebody that is listening to the bracha, shouldn't think that with kiddushin alone he may already live with her. So, brings it all in. Now, all I would like from you, and this is really not very much, is that in the Chavrusa, which I'm going to give you the time a little bit later, I'm not giving you as much time as is left over, I can still do some more Gemara, I want you to go through this piece of Ron that I have done. Do you want me to go through this Ron again?
Yes.
Yeah,
would
yeah,
you like
yeah,
to pass?
Yeah.
All right, and I'll go through this Ron again. But this time I'm going to go through it more quickly and without all the explanations, because then you'll find it easier to follow. The osar lonu etu arusos, and for badas the arusos, this, the first part of the run is exactly the same as Rashi. Midra bonon, a betrothed woman, an aruso, is forbidden to the orus from the rabono. She goes through alayicho chefnuyo fa'af aruso lo hitiru. They made a gezeiro, they prohibited a man to be alone with an unmarried woman, and they included an aruso. They said, aruso we also don't permit. Ad shetikones lechupa uvi brocho. Until she comes to chupa and with a brocho. Kidla kamon, as it explains further on. Now says, then if it's only midra bonon, that she's prohibited midra bonon, but from the Torah she's not prohibited, why does it say, v'tzivonu, and he that is Hashem commanded us, that it's not in the Torah, it's only midra bonon? He says, what we know already, v'adra bonon nami mevorechinon v'tzivonu v'osar bonon. And even on a mitzvah of the rabbonon, we also express ourselves that Hashem commanded us, or Hashem forbade us, ki de ashke chon b'neir Chanukah, as we find with Chanukah. Vehiti lonu es neshel seinu, and he permitted us, our wives, hanesuas lonu, who are married to us, al yedei chupo v'kidushin, through chupo and kidushin. Now, the Im Tomar asks the Ra, Heichon motzinu brocha kegon zu, where do we find a brocha like this? Shemavorechin, that we bless, al ho osur, on that which is prohibited. Vahalo ein mevorechin she osa lono eva minachai vehiti lono es ha-shochu. When a shochet makes a bracha for shechito, he doesn't say, bless Hashem, Hashem, Rishon, and Mitzvotov, and Tzivonu, and commanded us, al Eivet min ha'chai, v'os alonu, and he forbade us, Eivet min ha'chai, and he permitted us that which is shechted. We don't make a bracha like that. So why should we here bring in what is prohibited? The ode, and furthermore, Ma inyan lahaskil bibrocha zu arayas. Why do we bring in the subject of arayas in this brocha? For osar lonu es o aroyos. Now, this part, some people don't put in, some of the scores isn't in, but it doesn't matter, we'll put it in fact.